The holidays around here, we never know how many people we're going to have. But we're here celebrating today. Amen? Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place today. Wow. Yes, God. You are welcome here to come and do only what you can do, God. Because without you, we're nothing. But through you, we are a mighty fortress. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in this house today. Every person's life is going to be touched today. Every person that's listening to this service today or later will be touched by your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in your believers today. And through us, we bring forth your word to a world that so desperately needs you in this time. Thank you, Father. We come against every distraction in the name of Jesus. We set our focus for just a little while this morning on you to hear from heaven, to hear what heaven has to say to us today. And we open our hearts wide to receive the truth of your word today. As you speak to us through song or through a testimony or through the ministry of your word or just doing our worship time with you, Holy Spirit, that you would brood over us and speak a word to us individually. And even though you're the God of the masses, you're a very personal God that comes down to where we are. At every moment in our lives, you come down and you say, lean into me. And today we do that, Father God. We come to you knowing that we need you. We need you, Lord. And everybody said amen. The word tells us in Isaiah 59:19, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. Amen. The Hebrew word in the above scripture is flood, which means a stream or a river. The word standard in the correct translation is from the Hebrew word, which means to make flee. When the enemy, let's read it like this. When the enemy shall come in, and we know that he does, like a river, the Spirit of God will make him flee. Woo! And what comes out of us? Rivers of living waters. And when we begin to speak out of that rivers, guess what happens? The enemy has to flee. Amen? Because I found out that the word of God is superior to any word of man or anything else in the earth. Amen? The kingdom of God is superior. Amen? So standard in the Hebrew means something lifted up. It means a banner. It means a rally point. A standard identifies who we are. A standard represents our values and our priorities, our principles. A standard represents to whom we give allegiance to. And who we give allegiance to takes predominance in our life. A standard, like I said, is a rallying point in the face of an attack. So when the standard is raised, guess what happens? We are proclaiming who God is and what he stands for. And if the church ever needs to raise that standard today, we need to raise it high and lift it up. And he said, if I'll be lifted up, all men will come unto me. Amen. So when the church of Jesus Christ raises the banner of righteousness, we are declaring what? The lordship of our King. Woo! In the land and proclaiming his victory. Amen. So that's what we're going to begin to do. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's just stand up this morning and think about God's goodness. And I was in my devotional this week, and if you don't think about the goodness of God, you're going to dwell on a lot of negative stuff. And the thing that came to me when I was thinking about the goodness of God was when I read this scripture verse right here and thought, you know, all my life I've sought to be good. You know, I'm not just saying, but that was just the route I chose. I wanted to do what was right all my life. You know, I tried to, I've shared this before, you know, I tried to cuss one time and I thought, I can't do that. I took one puff of cigarette. No, I can't do that. I never did do anything else. The only wine I ever had was at a communion service in a Lutheran church at his cousin's church. And Jerry warned me beforehand. But that wasn't the issue. It wasn't that I was proclaiming myself to be righteous. I was proclaiming myself trying to be good. And when I read this the other day, something dropped down in my heart. Listen to what it says. It's in your bulletin there. It's Romans 12:3. It says, I'm speaking to you out of deep gratitude for all that God has given me. Paul's saying this. Especially as I have responsibilities in relation to you. He says, you know, I have responsibilities towards you. And he said, living then, as every one of you does, in pure grace. It's important that you not misinterpret yourselves as people who are bringing this goodness to God. How many people do you know that are out there, and it's all right, but they're thinking they're doing this goodness, and you know, and praise God, it will in a long sense represent God, but we don't bring that goodness to God because there's nothing we can do that can bring to God that can make us righteous, you see. So when I read that, and it says, let me read that again. It's important that you not misinterpret yourselves as people who are bringing this goodness to God. No, God brings it to you. God gives you the ability, Ephesians 2 says, to do the works. So that goodness that's coming through your life is not coming from here. It's coming from God. Out from you. Do you understand what I'm saying? And it says the only accurate way to understand ourselves is by what God is. You can't understand yourself apart from God. And this is the message of the gospel. This is the message to the world. You know, they go, I don't understand. I don't understand. You can't understand yourself apart from God because He created you. And when you get back with your Creator, things begin to line up. So he says to me, the only accurate way to understand ourselves is by what God is and by what He does for us, not what we are and what we do for Him. You see the freedom in that? You see the freedom in that? And it's just like, you know, I believe it and all that, but sometimes something just grabs a hold of me. He says that the way I understand myself is by what He has done for me. So when I can share and read more and more about what God's done for me and sing more about what God's done for me, I'm going to understand myself more because that's who I am. Is that right? Is that what we need to believe? And that's the message, isn't it? Hallelujah. King of my heart. Thank you, Brother Glenn. No, there he goes. I caught him off guard there for a minute. Oh, praise God. Because it says you are good. What? Good. Oh, yes.
Let the King of my heart be the fountain where I run, the fountain I drink from, oh, He is my song. Let the King of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life, oh, He is my song. And you are good.
Come on.
Good. Oh, you are good, good. Oh, you are good, good. Oh, you are good. Good. Oh, let the king of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the waves. Oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days. Oh, he is my song. Come on.
You are
good. Yes.
Good.
Oh, you are good. Good. Oh, you are good. Yes. Good. Oh, you are good. Good. Let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down.
'Cause you are good, good.
Oh, are good, good. Oh, you are good.
Yes,
good. Oh, you are good, good. Oh,
hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Hallelujah. You know what? You need never, never put man in a position that you think he can't ever make a mistake. God is the only one that will never let you down. Glory to God. We praise you in mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Another one of my favorites is who you say I am. I am who he says I am and not anybody else. The prodigal son, let me, because it says in my father's house there's a place for me. Get a picture of the prodigal son. He got all of his wealth, and he spent it all and did all this bad stuff. And when he lost all of his money, all of his friends left, and they couldn't nowhere to be found when he had a need. So he ends up in a pig pen, which is the worst thing for a Jew, you know, to be eating the corn husk. And so there he is, and he thinks one day, why am I sitting here? He came to himself. I'm going to go back to my father's house. And I'm going to see if I can just be a servant, because they eat better than I do. So he goes back, and the father's been waiting every day for him, waiting for his son. And he runs, and he meets his son, and he says, oh, I'm not worthy. And the father, that was what he had to repent of. See, the prodigal son didn't say, Dad, let me tell you all the bad I've done. I apologize. He just said, I'm not worthy. And what did his father do? He put the ring on him, put everything. He said, you're my, what? You're my son. You're worthy. Let's have a party. Let's celebrate. My son was lost, and he's been found. He's back home. Why? He is worthy. Why? Because he's come back to his father's house. Glory to God. I know I'm preaching today. Who you say I am, thank you. Praise God.
Would welcome me. I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. who the sun sets free.
Come on.
Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. Free at last, he has ransomed me. Oh, his grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, he died for me.
Can you stand again?
Who the sun sets free.
Come on.
Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house.
Come on.
There's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
Come on now.
I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. Chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. Oh, I am who you say I am. Who the sun sets free. Oh, is free. Child of God, yes, I am.
Father's house.
In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God, yes, I am.
I am chosen.
I am chosen, not forsaken. I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. Oh, I am.
Oh, we praise you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we magnify and we worship you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 And you know, we're going to talk about the goodness of God. We're going to have to sing about the goodness of God. Amen. Glory to God. And as you continue worshiping, you know, I don't know people that are listening, and I know there are. And you may be listening right now or later, but you got to understand that when you latch on to how much God loves you, then you will love. When you latch upon the goodness of God, then that goodness will become part of your life. You can't change apart from that. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. The next song, please. Goodness of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank God for Bob's continued healing. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Hallelujah. What was it that said? There you go. Well, that's Who Am I again. Yeah. Wrong song. It's the goodness of God. There you go. That's okay. I'll sing it again. Glory to God. I'm glad who I am set free. Amen.
I thank God for the recorded music. Glory to God. You know, we can yes. You have a testimony? Okay.
And, we run into some people at Holmes Bend, never met them before in our life, and we struck up a conversation. Jerry and Cindy Compton, they used to own Circle R, and they just sold it to the pizza people. But anyway, he was complimenting the brother Jerry. She's a nurse in Casey County, and said every time they called anybody from the Ministerial Association of Columbia, brother Jerry never said no. If somebody needed a ride, somebody needed money, somebody needed this, that, whatever, said, I tell you, that man never said no. And she was bragging on him.
Well, praise God.
Brother Jerry
office long time ago. We're talking over 40 years ago. Thank you, Father. Thank you all.
I love you, Lord.
Church, this worship.
Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands.
Come on.
From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Amen.
All my life you have been faithful.
Church,
and all my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice.
You love the voice of God, church.
You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you were close like no other.
Come on.
I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived.
Have you, church, in the goodness of God.
All my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
I love this part.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrendered now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
You believe that, church?
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
I will sing of the goodness of God.
You realize, church, some of you, you grew up in church, and maybe you didn't. Maybe you came to the Lord late in life. Maybe you've been a Christian a long time. But do you realize that when we got to that part where it says, in the darkest night, you were close like no other. And you know what? We may not have realized. You know what, Jennifer, I felt like the Lord was saying, Jennifer, you're here today because of my goodness. I have blessed you because of my goodness. And you know, I think of that, and all of us here, isn't that awesome to know that, like it says, that I've known you as a father, I've known you, I've lived in the goodness of God and didn't know it. Isn't that awesome? Amen. Hallelujah. If you've got an offering that you didn't give, we're going to continue our worship, but if you need to, you want to?
I want to say something.
Okay.
That song, ever since the first time I heard it, it's been something very special to me. And as I look back over the past 10 years, and, you know, I know people that would have gone through what I went through, and they would have always been, God, why, God, why, what are you doing, what's wrong, what about, you know, like that. But when we first started singing that song, remember how long ago it's been? That part, all my life, you have been faithful. All my life, you have been so, so good.
Amen.
And I know that God was with me through everything that I've had to endure in my whole life, especially the last 10 years. And I can't sing that song without crying. I mean, every time we sing it, I just boohoo. Because it, I understand it so well as to what it meant.
Amen.
And what it means.
Amen.
And God is so good. Surely goodness and mercy,
amen,
shall follow me all the days of my life. You could say surely goodness and grace shall follow me all the days of my life, because mercy and grace are very interchangeable in the wording of them in the Hebrew.
You know, there's a...
I got one.
Go ahead.
CJ, would you mind take this back there?
You know, when you start studying the goodness of God, and I can remember years and years ago that Jerry and I were at this church. We were pastoring the Methodist churches in Casey County, and we had a little group, and we'd go to different churches and sing, and, you know, stepping on the clouds, we'll see Jesus, and all those kind of songs and that kind of thing. And talking to the pastor there, and he said he had never preached one sermon on the love of God, that he always preached on hell and damnation. Now, we need to understand and let everybody know that without Jesus, we know that there is a hell. But the Bible says that it's the goodness of God that's going to win people's hearts. It's the goodness of God, when they realize how much God loves them, that's going to win people's hearts. And, you know, 4th of July weekend and celebrations and everything. And I wanted us to, as we continue our worship this morning, talking about where is freedom? Where do you find the nation where there's freedom? Where God reigns, right? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, what? There is freedom, you know. And so let's pray as we sing the song, Freedom Reigns, that people's hearts will look up to him and realize, you know, we are where we are because of the Lord. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom in the mighty name of Jesus.
And one other thing before we actually start, Laverne.
Okay.
In my phone, in my Bible app, it always comes up with a verse of the day. I opened it up this morning, and the verse was this: righteousness exalts a nation, Mm-hmm. We're seeing it through prophecy in people.
Right. Right.
And we need to remember that righteousness exalts a nation. We should be known for our righteousness, not for our hatred. Okay. Freedom reigns. The kind of freedom we have, the world don't have it. They're looking for it, but they won't accept it in the right place.
The Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Lift your eyes. Heaven, there is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place, where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. You're tired and you are thirsty. Are you tired today? There is freedom. If you're tired and you are thirsty, there is freedom. Give your all. All to Jesus, there is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place, where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom. Jesus reigns. Jesus reigns in this place, where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom.
Sets free is free indeed.
Praise God, praise God. I want to share the last song. This is a song that we had shared about 3 weeks ago, the first time we did it. And it's called The Blessing. And the scripture that a lot of this song is from Numbers 6:24. And in Numbers 6, Moses is following the orders of God, and he has ordained Aaron in this chapter to be the priest, the high priest, okay? And he ordained and he anointed with oil his sons. And then he turned and he said, now this is what I want you to do. I want you to bless Israel. So see, this is a congregational blessing. This is something for you to reach up and you to receive from God, this blessing. This is the promise of God.
Amen.
To every generation.
Amen. Amen.
And it's called The Blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you grace.
Come on, let's sing that again, church. You ready?
The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Church.
The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you. Amen. 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 May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children.
Do it again. Come on.
May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and your children and their.
Come on again.
And your favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and your children and their children.
One more time.
May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and their children and your children and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you. He is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you. 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 Favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May his presence go before you, and behind you, and beside you, all around you, and within you. He is with you, he is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you, 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 he is for you. Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, church, just lift your hands to the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God, we praise you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you are so good, Father God. Thank you for your power that's at work. Thank you, Father God, that you are good. And we receive that goodness today, and we honor you, Father God. I thank you that all those that are within our voice and are listening, that I just want to speak to your freedom in Jesus' name and declare that by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed, you are delivered, you are set free in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Glory to God.